Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Fly Girl Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and we have a fantastic show tonight. I'm going to be introducing you to some of the most fabulous people you're ever going to want to meet. They are co-founders of my mastermind group, and that group, our name is EPOC, which means Empowering People of Color. And what a perfect time for this group to be introduced to everyone. Even though we're having such difficult times and this is a very trying time in the world, we all need to sit back sometimes and relax and try to find some joy and some happiness in something, because life is going on. We are learning to deal with everything that's at hand. But at this point, you are going to be so enlightened on some different things that my wonderful group is all about. And once again, as I said, it's called EPOC, Empowering People of Color. You are going to meet, and I'm going to just give you a slight introduction, but you're going to meet, and they're going to tell you a little bit more about themselves. But we have Rhonda Thomas. She is an author, inspirational speaker, wellness coach. And then we have Dr. Vincent Wiggins and Herbert Henderson. They are both authors. They are our internet specialists and web designers. EPOC, once again, is Empowering People of Color. And we have come together, oh gosh, I think we've known each other now for probably almost 10 years or maybe more. And we all got together and started brainstorming and started encouraging each other. And we have come up with this, and we are just definitely going to tell you what it means to belong to a mastermind group. If you don't know the benefits of belonging to a mastermind group, we're going to tell you all about it, because it's all about supporting and encouraging each other. So with that, I'm going to bring in the group and let them tell you a little bit more about what they do. So sit back, relax, get your pencils and paper out, because you're going to learn so much tonight. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hello.
Lovely.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow, you know, I can't wait for you guys to meet, my audience to meet you guys. So you know what? Let's start with Dr. Vincent Wiggins. Vince, would you please introduce yourself to my audience, let them know what your contribution is to Mastermind, to EPOC, and just give us a little insight. The floor is yours, Vince.
Thank you, Casey. So I'm so glad to be here, and like you said, this is really a time for us just to come together. And I'm glad we get to show what EPOC does. Although we've been together for, like you said, several years, I've really benefited from the group. So you've all been there as I've been through different stages of my growth in my career and my personal life. So just to let you know, my background is around instructional technology and education. That's my major field, and that's what I currently work in. But in addition to that, Herbert and I created Small Bites. And Small Bites is really created on how do you create this mission to support people who want to do something in their lives, and how to use the technology to make it happen. So one of the things that we do is work with small businesses, entrepreneurs, and individuals to effectively use technology to succeed in their personal and business goals. And I'm glad that this space gives me the opportunity to support some wonderful people and really make those things happen.
And that's a wonderful contribution to the community, which is part of what we do. We give back to the community. So that was a great introduction. I just want you to go a little bit further for us, and then I'm going to come back to you because I want to bring Herb in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about Small Bites. What do you teach? What are your sessions like or your workshops like? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, my pleasure. So Small Bites is really something about, it's a play on words. So So Small Vice is SMALL, small, but Vice is BYTES, which is another technical term for a little bit at a time. And so one of the things that Herb and I believe is not overwhelming. When you think of people, you think about how we all are not digital natives, which are meaning that we were born using technology. I was not born using technology, and the people in Epoch, I hate to tell y'all business, we were not all born using technology. But one of the things that Herb and I believe in doing is supporting the development of using technology for web design, social media marketing, and giving workshops. So some of our workshops are built around giving you a little bit of information when you need it. Because I know I talked to some of my friends and colleagues, and they say they work with their younger generation. They're like, do this, click that, swipe that, do this, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what? And so I think that what we do is really bring this space of being comfortable and knowing how to use technology. We already have the background, as we know, from working with EPOP on what we want to do, but knowing how to use the tools to effectively do what we want to do. So that's what Small Vice is, just learning a little bit at a time.
Well, I love like the term small bites, because as you're going to meet in a few minutes, my audience, you're going to meet Rhonda. Now, Rhonda and I are a little challenged in the technical world, but because of this wonderful term that's so comforting, it's small bites. Just take your time. Learn a little bit at a time, and you will get it. And Rhonda and I are testimony to all of that, because definitely Vince and Herb have the patience and the knowledge to teach you. So if you don't get anything else out of this interview tonight, you must remember you take small bites to get where you want to go. So with that little introduction that you have, Vince, I'm going to move over to Rhonda, because this is my other partner in crime in this in our mastermind group. And Rhonda, as I said to everyone, she is an author and inspirational speaker. But we're going to get you to I wanted to introduce you to her so you can learn a little bit more about her contribution to EPOC. So, if I may, welcome. Rhonda, how are you?
Hey, Casey. Hey, Vincent and Herbert. Yay!
Hello.
We are so excited to finally get together and do this for your audience, Casey. We've been talking about it for a while now, and we finally get an opportunity to do it. So I am extremely excited about this. I want to tell everyone that having a mastermind group of like-minded people who are on the same page as you, who want to see you succeed, where there's no jealousy, there's no hating. We are all out here to help each other be the best we can in our business. That, to me, is priceless. I'm telling you, you guys are my family. Our name, EPOP, we got so many ideas, so much good stuff that we can share. And, yes, you're right, Vincent and Herbert. So we'll talk more about that. But you asked me about myself. What do? I am a transformational speaker and author that inspires and empower women to be their best by motivating them to think about their happiness. And I say think as being the operative word here. My goal is to help women to live their authentic lives by finding joy in this age and stage towards their happy. So I host happy hour events. I host happy by design experiences. And what I do in these events is I uplift and empower my sisters, my more mature sisters. I call them my It's My Time Own It women, my Encoy sisters. I truly believe in sisters supporting sisters. And that's what we do at our events. We support each other in our business ventures and everything that we have to do, and it's a beautiful thing to have that. I recently created my coloring books, but I want to go back and just share with you very quickly. At my happy hour event, I have speakers that come in, and they speak about their experiences and what they've been doing. And Casey, who is the author also, with her Stars in the Sky and retired, she came in and she was one of my guest speakers on a panel of other mature retired women, and it was fabulous. It was one of our best events. We had champagne, we had music DJing and everything, and she was just lovely. So that's the kind of stuff that we do. We support one another in everything that we do, and we help and see, how can I help you in your business? Well, let me give you this tip. Well, let me give you that. So basically, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because I had such a good time. You meet such interesting women, and the exchange of knowledge and conversation, it was really uplifting. And that's exactly what we need, and I can't wait for you to get back into having your happy hours once again so we can network, because you strongly believe in sisters helping sisters. And we say sisters, but you say sis-stars. So at this point, explain to everybody what sis-stars means.
I spell sisters, and I know people think, you know, I am dyslexic, but that doesn't call for the reason why I just misspell it. But I do that on purpose, and I spell sis-stars like S-I-S-T-A-R-S. Because I believe that we're all stars, even if sometimes we don't realize it. And so how do we support one another? So my tagline for what I truly believe is sisters supporting sisters, basically. And I spell that with the asterisk on the S and the star. So I'm real big on that. Everyone who knows me, I have a heart for that. And, you know, it's been a wonderful experience meeting people. You know, there's so much background in that, and I know, Herbert, we're going to get in there and get a chance to talk, and you can ask more questions, but there's so much background in how we as black women, you know, are always a lot of times, you know, stepping on each other and trying not to tell somebody this to help them move further, and I'm so far away from that, and I always am always out here, hey, look, I'm doing this, check this out, or do this, or do that, and if we did that more, and supported one another, and I'm starting to do that on my YouTube channel. If we supported one another, we would be so much further along. So that's kind of what my whole thought is behind that, sisters supporting sisters. That's what I believe in, and I wish we did more of that, and that's my platform that I will do until I'm no longer here. I believe in that.
For my audience, if you have a chance, and we will post all this information, but once you can see the schedule as to when her next happy hour is, you must attend. You talk about networking. I have made friends with people from meeting at Rhonda's gatherings, and we're still friends, and we're still helping each other. Rhonda is the feistiest little thing you ever want to see, but her spirit is so infectious. So that when you meet her, you know she's a sincere person. And whatever she's giving you, whatever she knows, she's going to give it to you. If she can help you, she's going to help you. So I will definitely be posting all this information and keep you involved. And then we're going to bring Rhonda back because she has something else that she wants to, she needs to share with you. But at this point, I'm going to bring in the other co-founder and the other technical person. And this is my wonderful Herbert Henderson. Hello, Herbert. Come in, please.
Hello. You threw me off with that wonderful, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you are wonderful. And, you know, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second because I want to show, just give a little story about everything, how we are all brought together for a reason. Dr. Vincent and I met, golly, I think it's probably been almost 20 years ago. I was attending a class that he was conducting. I was the only one in the class. It was a continuing education. We became friends. I lost him for about 5 years. I hunted him down, and I said to him, the first thing I said to him was, you thought you were going to get away from me. And he was like, oh, who's this? And I'm like, this is who it is. So, and then Herb, I was doing my interior design work, which has probably been over 20 years ago, and Herb was the person that waited on us. And we looked at each other 20 years later and go, I remember you. And then, of course, Rhonda has been brought into the mix because of Vince and Herb. So that just kind of gives you another feel about why and how we had to create Mastermind. So that was just a little insight, a little backstory for everybody. So at this point, let me give it back to Herb because he has some interesting stuff to share with you. So please, I'm sorry, Herb, go ahead. Tell me everything.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Casey. I'm glad we got a chance to do this. It's been a few weeks that we've tried to get on, and there's been so many challenges out there that we were going through and having to deal with. In the world, in this country, and everywhere. But, yeah, my background, basically, I'm Herbert Henderson. Background, a little bit in print, a little bit in television during my college days. I worked with the coaches show at my university, a sporting show. And that really propelled me into what I wanted to do in graduate school, which was a little bit more of the digital realm, including websites and social media and so forth. It's called new media. And that's how I'm incorporated really with the EPOC group, Empowering People of Color Masterminds group. I do a little bit of everything that each of us need and whatever I need to bring to the table for a client, for instance. And with Small Bites and Dr. Wiggins, I just want to iterate that, you know, whatever your goal, whatever your desire in business or entrepreneurship, it really does take one step at a time. A small bite, you know, you will get to that finish line, because the finish line won't move. It just depends on how quickly you want to get there or your pace. But a small bite ensures and lets you know that you can get there just by taking your time and learning at your pace and reaching that goal. So that's what the name really encompasses. And right now I'm basically working on a couple websites out there, a really historic church down in Florida that I'm excited to be a part of, and another group is a really big group in the airline industry, based out of California, but encompassing a lot of Black American women who are either still flying or retired in the industry, but trying to keep the world of aviation going. So that's just a little bit of what I do.
Mr. Henderson has thrown something in on me that I didn't know. He's kind of hiding something that I wasn't aware of. Now, would you explain a little bit more, since you know who I am, Ms. Casey Grant, yes, host of the show, flight attendant, author of Stars in the Sky. What are you doing with flight attendants that I don't know about?
Yeah, well, no, actually, you did introduce me to a few people in this group. They just needed a web presence, and you handed them off to me, and this was, I don't know, 7 years ago maybe, and I did a little work for them, Black Flight Attendants of America, now you remember.
Now I remember, but you know, not just a couple of people. Let's give everybody a little history lesson. The Black Flight Attendants of America is the very first Black flight attendant organization. So not only did you help with the website with that, but you were doing it was a historical thing, because this was the first Black organization that we could belong to. So, oh yeah, no, I kind of forgot, but not really forgot. But yay, Herb.
Yes. And a lot of wonderful people in that group. I really do admire what they've been through and what they're trying to continue to do.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. So you're the one that I guess it kind of bounces off of both you and Vince as far as what part of the learning process. Do you deal with the website design and Vince deals with another particular part of it? Or how are you two bringing this together so people can feel comfortable and in whatever they are from A to Z? What do you teach us? How do you teach us? Like turning on the computer, first of all. Small bites.
First, I like to just get people comfortable with technology, because this generation, we always think that the younger generation are the masters of technology and all the social media and all that stuff. And part of that is true, because, you know, they're what we call, I think it's called digital native. They're kind of born into that, you know. And the older generation, we have to kind of go back and get into that. But I always say, if you go to the ATM and do your transaction, you know, you're not going to mess that up, because that's your money. That's technology. Where did that come from? That came from someone designing and doing iterations and, you know, it's user interface. And if you can do an ATM, you can do a lot of things that incorporate what you might need for a business or another endeavor. So yeah, it's just making sure that your fear of technology diminishes as you move forward in your goals.
I love it. I love it. And at that point, that also reinforces what the name is, small bite, because I love the way that you broke it down. If you can go to an ATM machine, and I will add even more, if you can text on your telephone, you have now entered the world of technology. So for people, which is something that is, I'll say, just a little irritating to me when I hear senior citizens say, oh, I'm not technical, I don't do this. Well, I'm going to use your term. If you can go to an ATM machine, you have just entered the world of technology.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Yeah. And so now you do the websites. You've helped me with my website and did a wonderful job. So is this – what would be the steps of someone saying to you, calling you tomorrow and say, okay, I don't know anything about technology, the computer stuff, but I need to have a website design. Do you walk them through – do you give them lessons on things before? How would you introduce that, or what is the process of this session?
Yeah, it's really dependent upon the person. If you want a web design for e-commerce, for instance, if you're selling T-shirts or selling your art, you know, if you want to make money, that's one type of website. Otherwise, if you're just needing a web presence for a career path, like a portfolio, that's another thing. So it really depends on what the person's needs are. I can actually do everything, or if you need to take part in it, you just want to do a piece of it, I can help you with that. And that's what it's about, getting to your goal at whatever your level is.
Okay, now do we do all of this online, or is there a particular place? Do you have any idea? I know we're going to post all this information for anyone, but I'm sure someone in the audience is thinking, where do I go? So can you give us a little information about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dr. Wiggins is more apt to tell you about that part.
Okay. All right, then we'll get back to him. But I think that I wanted to ask, Rhonda may have one thing that she would like to interject into that. I'm going to pull Rhonda back in. Rhonda. Did you have something to add to this?
Yeah, I do, because I think it's important. Herbert is so, like, just cool and calm, and he's so, like, intelligent in so many different things. And so he's like, oh, and I just do the web design, and I just do, you know, and I have to tell you, and I want to hit on each one of you guys and why you're so important to me in my life. I mean, my husband, he's like, oh, it's your EPOC group tonight? All right, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to leave you alone, because he knows how important you guys are to me. So I have to tell you, with Herbert, I was like saying, I really need to start doing some videos. I really need to start doing some videos and put stuff on YouTube. And so Herbert's like, well, what you do is you film yourself when you're out and you're taking your walk, you film yourself, and then send me the information, and then I'll do something with it. Well, I would send him videos, like little clips, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, me just talking, and he would like put music on it. He put a beginning to it. He put an end to it. I mean, on my level, I was doing it at like a 3. He took me to a 10. And I was like, oh, man, I look so much more professional, right? And so people were starting to pay attention a lot more to my YouTube videos, because now I had like it done in a professional manner. And that's what he does, and he does that very well. He's kind of quiet and reserved, but he handles his business. He does what he needs to do. And I love that. Let me tell you, Vincent, because I'm going to get to you too, Casey. I want to tell them why you all are so important to me. But Vincent, he is like, I've been knowing Vincent for, just like you said, for over 15-something years. And he was the first person that I found out about, because I was working in a school environment, Casey. And, well, you know this. And I needed someone to teach my parents computer skills, so as their kids get ready for college, they had a better idea of understanding how to look stuff up, how to get on the computer. And, I mean, there were people who were coming into the class that didn't know how to turn on the machines. And he did a 6-week course. These people graduated with a certificate. He is so intelligently bright, and he has helped us with the Zoom. Me and you both, Casey, we know this. We want to tell other people. But he has helped us with our Zoom and getting it together and building the curriculum. I mean, he's brilliant. So, you know, he doesn't just have that doctor name behind him for a reason or in front of it. He's brilliant with the stuff that he does. And Casey, I love my sisters, but they are not into business. I look to you, my sister, to help me with things and to keep me on point and to make sure that I'm doing stuff and doing it in a professional way, because, you know, sometimes I can go there, and you keep me straight. And I don't put myself out in anywhere unless I put some lipstick on, because my flight attendant girlfriend is, like, always looking fly, and literally fly, and I got to step up my game. We go over and have our meetings together, and I be coming in there with my, like, my little jogging pants on and my stuff. Casey be coming in there like she about to step out and go somewhere important. And I'm like, I better start stepping up my game. So you bring out so much good stuff in me. And so that's the reason why I love each and every one of you all. And I think it's important for people to know how we all have different personalities and how we bring it together to make it like just a beautiful team. So I know other people, let me just share this, Casey. I know other people are saying, oh, man, they sound really cool. They sound like a really good group and helping you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How can I get involved? Well, we can help you get your own group, because this group is sold. This is us. So I just wanted to share that out there, okay? So Herbert and Dr. Wiggins and Casey and Rhonda, we are the EPOP group. There's four letters, Empowering People of Color. There's four of us. We can help you do your own thing, but that's all I needed to say, how much I love you guys.
Well, audience, if you didn't feel riled up about that and get energized, because that is why we all have blended so well. We all are so energized by each other, and we believe in what we're doing, and we're passionate. Now, if you didn't get passion from that speech from Rhonda, then something's wrong with you. You must be sleeping, because that is exactly how we feel. That is exactly how we function. And take time. Look up what mastermind groups mean. And we are definitely the epitome of what a mastermind group. I just launched a Wind Down Wednesday book club. And it was because of Dr. Vincent bringing that thought to me. And with that, each one of us did our part in developing it. And it has been very successful. I've gotten people to chime in and to join the club all the way from Africa, Ghana, and all from Atlanta and Chicago and D.C. So because that was his brainstorm that he brought to me, and we all have a part in developing that. And that is how we work. So that's one thing about the mastermind group. If you don't have the ingredients that we have, I don't really know how successful you're going to be. But if you've got the ingredients that that we have, the four of us, you're going to go far and be very successful. So once again, I'm going to turn it back to Vince and let him give us a little bit more about what else he's doing. He and Herb, as I told you, were authors. And then we're going to get back to Rhonda, because Rhonda has another phase of what she does in her endeavors. So I'm going to go back to Vince. So, Vince, could you chime back in for me, please?
Thanks, Casey. So I just want to say that, as Rhonda said, this is a space that's just amazing. And I just want to go back and make sure your audience understand what we have here. And when we think about that, one of the things I just jotted down is we create a space from what we just said, supporting and encouraging group to live out your goals with fear, but to step out without fear. And so one of the things that I want to just make sure we think about is when the four of us get together, we not bold. We got some, we guess, we second guess. We trying to figure out how to navigate. But the one thing that this space creates is we are able to step out and live that dream. And when we think about where we are now, and somebody stated this is the time to do that, because now we have this moment to live out everything that we want to do. But the first step you have to do is find people that's going to support that. And what's been fortunate for me, and I'm just going to be honest, is finding the least likely people that I will be working with. So I'm going to give you one. Miss Casey Grant, that stalked me. I thought she was a stalker because she was coming to the class and learning and finding me and saying, this is what I need to do. But, you know, what came out of that was a strong relationship. We learned from each other. I've been able to grow. I've learned things. I never traveled abroad, and now I'm traveling to different places because she's given me some insight on how to live life to the fullest. The other person, when I met Rhonda, Rhonda pulled me in, and she said, let's do this, as we got to lay it out, go, 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 run, run, run. And I'm like, okay, this is too much. We got to slow down. Out of that, with making that commitment to understand that person, I create another relationship that is very dear to me. The other partner is my husband, Herbert. We have been working together since 2000 trying to understand what we need to do. And this is something that's always been at the core of what we wanted to do. When you think about, we talked about digital immigrants and digital natives. Digital immigrant is someone that is not used to using technology. If you think about anything that you're afraid of, it's because you're not used to it. So you're an immigrant to something. But who will you work with? What kind of space will you create so you could be a native? A native is somebody that becomes naturally used to using the things that are being used. So I'm going to give you a short example because this is what we do at Small Bite. Casey came into my first class. I don't think she knew how to turn on the computer. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that, Casey. It probably wasn't that drastic. But it was a very challenging time. It's a small. It really inspired me to think about Small Bite. Casey sat with me. We've been patient. We've done websites. We've done online training. We've done these different components. And now I call her my assistant web designer because she has developed that comfort level to do those things. So in each of us, we started out as, this is my dream. This is my dream. Here's what I have sitting in the corner. Here's what's in the closet. And each of us have moved from being an author to being workshop facilitators to now creating virtual online classes. And that's because with us, it makes it happen. So one of the things I charge you and challenge you to do is find a small group. A lot of people want to get these 20, 25, 50 people working together. You will be amazed if you just get a small group of people together and work through it all. And so that's how Small Bites has been growing. We started out as saying, okay, what can we do? And believe me, we get pushback from the team here about, what are you talking about? Because sometimes I get these big ideas, and my research is looking at technology and how we use it to grow. And so one of the things that I think about is a cultural lag. So not just by age, but also by culture. People of color don't have the same use of technology or don't have the inclusiveness of technology. So Small Bite started there. Herb and I started working, and so now we're doing web design, social media marketing, workshops, and then anything you need as far as technical support, which could be custom training. And so, Casey, when you asked me, sorry to be so long-winded because I feel passionate about this group, I'm not going to be as bold as Ron and say, y'all can't come in, but can't come in. but I encourage you to do this and reach out to us and talk to us and find out how you can create that space that we have because it's something that's very valuable. And so that's what we do when we're working together as an EPOP. And part of that empowering people of color came through a dialogue that we all have with each other. Each of the things that we do is giving back. It's about empowering people of color. So when you look at what Rhonda does, she works with women of color, and she talks about how you come in this space, and just because you're 40 doesn't mean it's the end. Actually, that's the second breath to keep going. When you think about Casey, somebody who talks about the struggles it was to go through or being a first group of flight attendant, and then what is the etiquette around that, and what women can do, and what can people do and learn and become more self-confident to move forward. That is what it's about. And what Herb and I are talking about doing is working with those businesses and people who are trying to get started to say, you can do it, and we're going to go at your pace. As Herb said earlier, we're doing it at the pace you want it to happen because it's about empowerment, and especially our people of color. I'm going to shut up now. Sorry.
No, I'm impressed, and I'm a part of the group. So I thought that is what we're all about. You articulated that so well. I'm impressed with us. EPOC. Yes, EPOC, empowering people of color. And that's what we have to do. We're at a very turbulent time, and we have to reach back, reach up, pull up, and put them to the side, whatever you want or wherever position you think some people should be. Everybody is in need at this time. And we need to bring some positiveness and some love and some kindness. And definitely it all comes with masterminding, forming a group, reaching out and helping each other. I know we have one more thing to get from you, Vince. But I'm going to save that for a little bit. I'm going to go back to Rhonda because I want Rhonda to tell me her second phase of what she's doing. She was an author of a book, and she needs to tell us what her book was about, how people can find her book. And then she has created something that is so in tune and so needed for where we are right now. So, Rhonda, step back in for me and let the audience know what else you are doing.
So, first of all, you know, Mr. Dr. Wiggins, you know, he'd be like just going there. I mean, I didn't want to sound like I was saying you couldn't get in the group, although you can't get in the group. But, dang, I didn't want him to say it like that.
You said it the right way. That's all I have to say. Yes. We can help you, but we're closed.
Yeah. But we can definitely help you. And so, yes, Vincent, I agree with you there. But, we have fun. We have fun. We call each other out on stuff. We don't take anything personal. We know that from our hearts we all want each other to be our best. And so that's something that you can learn how to do. You find a good group of people. When I brought up my sisters, when I did an interview, I was doing an interview, and I was really nervous about it a while back ago. And I was nervous about it. I love my sisters, but they have never done an interview before. They didn't know anything about that. Well, Casey is a podcast person. I went to her. And then Vincent and Herbert, they chimed in. So all of that is how we make each other better. So I wanted to share that. So I did do a book. I'll go back to what you asked me, Casey. I did do a book back in 1999, and it's called Soul Combining for a Slimmer, Healthier You. And it was all about how we eat as an African-American community and how we need to do better. We understand that there's a food desert out there in certain neighborhoods. We get this. But, I mean, we have the highest of hypertension, and now going through this, although it hasn't been in the news as much because we've had this other tragic thing that's been going on. But this COVID, we are the highest people who have more of the COVID-19 than anyone else. And the reason why, because we have so many other health issues that we don't even address or go to the doctor. So that's how that book came out, Soul Combining for a Slimmer, Healthier You. Even back then, I was talking about how we need to become healthier as people. However, and I still have that book, and you can have the link for that, but however, what I'm doing now is when I go out and I speak, I'm a Chicago Public Schools CPS vendor, and I go out and I speak to parents, and I do parent training and facilitate workshops. And sometimes I go out and I'm always positive and I'm always leaving them good energy and good ideas, and I throw a lot of stuff on the wall for them to take home and become better parents with the information that I give them. However, when I leave, I always would leave, and I may not see them for another year or so. So I wanted to do something that I can leave with them. And so what I did is I've always listened to positive affirmation things. I've always listened to things like that. So what I did is that I created some coloring books for adults. And I wanted to have coloring books for adults with a journal prompt, but I also wanted to have the images to look like us as African-American people. And I have never, ever seen that before. Since now, I've seen some other things, but I had never seen anything like that before. And so I wanted to come out with something that women could feel good about, and it speaks our vernacular. The images look like us. And that's basically what the coloring books are all about. So I cover relationships. I cover health, obviously. I cover entrepreneurship and careers and things of that sort, but all of the images look like us. And so I'm so incredibly proud. Just about 2 weeks ago, I came out with a Spanish version because I know that my Latino sisters didn't have anything to look like them as well. So I came out with a positive affirmations coloring book with 20 pages and 20 prompts, and it's all in Spanish. No particular Espanol, not probably nothing. However, I have some people that I used to work with, and I gave them the information, and they helped me, do it in Spanish and translate it for me. And I am incredibly excited about it. Yeah.
And yes. You know what? I love it. I love it. I end my nights, many nights, coloring. And not only have you done that as far as for people in general, that you're getting the word out through your website, but you also have made a contribution to the hospitals and to the first line responders. Is that correct?
I did. And thank you so much for bringing that up, because sometimes you forget little things that you have done and don't realize the impact that it has had. When everyone was doing all these things, you know, for all of the first-line people who are out here, the nurses and the doctors and the people in the post office and things of that sort, and I knew so many people, I knew quite a few people who worked in the hospital environment, and you had told me about a friend who worked for the veterans, and I have brothers who are veterans, Veterans Hospital, And so you called her, and then we connected, and I told her I would love to donate some books to them with colored pencils. She was thrilled. I dropped them off. All of them really were, like, just completely pleased because it's so relaxing. Research has shown that, you know, just making circles, mandala circles, you know, can be relaxing for you. And so they were really, really pleased to see pictures that look like them. And even for my Latino sisters, I had, you know, books for them to, you know, for them to have as well. So I'm really proud of that. I've done that to two other hospitals besides the Veterans Hospital. And my post office, I go there all the time, and it's around Mother's Day. And so I went there, and I dropped off several books to them, and they were just, like, so surprised. And I'm like, well, you all are front line, too. You're still staying open for us. So those are the kind of things. Now, I'm not out here saying I'm about to give everybody free books. You can go look at me up, but, you know, and get what you need. But I just wanted to say thank you so much, Casey, for bringing that up, because that really did make me feel good to be able to offer that to those people who are out here helping us make this world a better place and saving our lives.
And that's what we do, and that's what EPOC does, is giving back to the community. And we have done it through the technology. We've done it now through therapeutic ways, eating healthy, all the different ways that we feel that our giving back is valuable. And so who knows, though, by next year what else we'll be doing, because we're just so energized and moving forward. So I want to get now to Herb, and I know that this is going to be a conversation that you and Vince can both, you know, elaborate on. And I know you don't want to give everything away, but there is a secret launch that's coming up because you have another project that's coming up. Can you give everybody a little tease without giving it away, or should we just say you have a project that's coming up to stay tuned for? Tell me how you want to address that.
Yeah, well, I'll address it first, and then I'll toss it over to Dr. Wiggins. But, yeah, just imagine something really colorful and lovely and lively, and it's something that we all can relate to because we all have some family, and we all have young people in the family that we mentor and nurture. Well, this is a little something that we've come up with from our life experience, basically. And it's,
okay.
It's a book. It's near completion and will be published very soon. And Dr. Wiggins can kind of give you more of the intention of it and really its purpose.
And that's good. Okay, Vince, come in for me and tell us. And we're not going to give the secret away, but as we said, it's really delightful. And I hope everybody will tune in. You're going to be able to get the information off of my the Blog Talk Radio website. And also it will be listed, their email addresses and all their contact address, so you can contact them and stay informed and find out about the launch, because this launch should be coming, and Vince will verify this, but I believe it's going to be coming at least in the next couple of weeks, within a month. So it's something that's really exciting and something I haven't seen, and I am just so excited and can't wait to see and read the book myself. So I'm going to give it back to Vince and let him give you guys a little tease, just a little tease for tonight. Tease.
Thank
us,
you.
Vince.
Speaking of tease, I'm going to switch on you. We're doing an alpha teaser, and so the alpha teaser is something we're kicking off in July. And so one of the things that Small Bites is doing is inviting people to come to this virtual space. And again, we like to play on words. Alpha teasers, app, it's spelled APP, teaser, TEASERS, because we want to make sure you understand how to use different apps. So one of the things that we're going to be bringing out is information on a regular basis to talk about the different applications that you can use in your daily life. So make sure you check that out. And also don't forget about our e-zine. So you also will be having access, and we'll share that information to a monthly magazine that we send out, and it shows you how to use different applications, software for mind, body, and soul. So again, it's all about empowering individuals so that you can live those out. So Casey, one of the things that you asked about, which we can't share too much information.
No, we can't, but let me interject something with that.
Okay.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but to tag on to that, yeah, the appetizers and all this. And once again, everyone, it's not just being intimidated. The young kids know how to do all this stuff. We're interested in going into senior citizen living facilities and teaching them. So if you have any ideas or where you might want to book us to come, or us, I say us because Rhonda and I are going to be there no matter what, but for the technical men to come and teach and have different classes for senior citizens, let us know. Get back in contact with me and try to secure us to come in and teach people. We're ready to give back to the community in any way that we can. So, please, we'll welcome your suggestions. And so with that, I'm going to give it back to you, Vince. I'm sorry. Now, tell us again about the teas.
Thank you, Kay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things, back to the teas of the teas, is this is June. And so one of the things I want to back up to is we create this inclusive space that makes sure we live life to the fullest and ourselves to the fullest. So one of the projects, Herbert and I, we've been inspired by Casey and Ronald to do this because they've been really leading us along the way and making this happen, is a book about inclusive family. So in celebrating June, I want to encourage you, challenge you, go look at what gunkle means, because Herbert and I are uncles. But take a moment, do a search on Gonk. If you don't know how to search, again, call Small Bike. We can help you do that.
That's right.
Seriously, Gonkless is about the family, the loving family we have, and just sharing that story and making sure, as we talked about in Mastermind, I won't share everything that goes on in our space, but we realized that there was a need for something like this to come out, to really support family from different perspectives of sharing a loving story. So there's more to come soon, and we'll be sharing, if Casey invites us to a future show, a little bit more detail, but it will be coming out this month during Pride Month.
Well, of course you're coming back. That's Rhonda, by the way, everyone's celebrating already. But, yes, indeed, if you didn't get anything else, you've learned what it means to belong to a mastermind group, how you can, or get in contact with us, and we're going to tell you how to create one, and the benefits of belonging to a mastermind group. And as you have met my other co-founders, this wonderful team of people, wonderful individuals, but we are all about empowering people of color, and that's why we call ourselves EPOC. Not only that, but we give back to the community. And if you are not in this internet or the internet world, the technical world, you're being left behind. And as Vince and Herb, their creation of Small Bites, we're not going to allow you. They will not allow you to become overwhelmed. They're not going to allow you to become intimidated. That is why they created the word Small Bites. And I love it. I absolutely love it. So let me go around and tell everyone, you guys tell everyone what your email, your contact information is. And for my audience, it's also listed on the website. And you can also get to send me an email on my website, and for sure we will keep you in tune. You definitely have to be a part of the launch of this new book, children's book that's coming out, because it's something the world needs. If you didn't do anything else, you learned a new word today. But not only with you learning this word, once you get the book, you're going to understand the full meaning, the need, and the love that was put into this book. So, Vince, for Mr. Small Bites, can you give us your contact information for my audience, please?
So I just want to say that the email address, before I do that, I just want to just make sure I just thank you, because I just don't know if you share Wind Down Wednesday and how much fun we have when we get that opportunity to have that space with you.
No, you
that.
Know what? You can tell them about Wind Down Wednesday.
Does everybody know about that?
You know, I'm not really sure if I went into, so if you wouldn't mind, toot my horn for me. Tell them about my Wind Down Wednesday.
So one of the things that I really have had the opportunity again in this space is we have, Casey has created this space where we get together. And if you think about what's going on now, and it's just been a space to get away, take a break, Wind Down Wednesday, W-I-N-E, Wednesday is a chance to really read Casey's book, get some insight, have these pop-up wonderful people to come in this space and talk about it. And one of the things that I want to stress is with the going through the book, I've read Casey's book prior to even us doing the book club, it provides a space to have a dialogue with what we're going through without being overwhelmed. So it's kind of like this balance between learning more, finding that space of calmness, but understanding reality. And I just want to thank you for providing that space and learning so much insight, because one of the things, if you haven't read Casey's book, I encourage you, especially now, talk about relevant times, just read it, get some insight. It is just an amazing experience. Wind Down Wednesday, I'm hoping it comes back and keep going as repeat. I'm going to read the book 10 times and be there every time it drops back around. But it is really a space. It's a virtual space. You could do it online. And the people there are very engaged, and the guest speakers are just so, so amazing. So thank you.
The guest speakers are phenomenal. The guest speakers are phenomenal. She doesn't even tell us, and we're part of the group. She doesn't even tell us who the guest speakers are. And we get people that come in, like the woman who was the first one that sued the airlines because she had passed all the tests and everything, and they wouldn't hire her. One of the first black people who sued the airlines, and they gave her a job. I mean, Casey be bringing people on, but can we share Casey's good news also, or is that like still secret, Casey? Because I'm like really excited about this.
Go right ahead. Tell the world.
What is it? What could it be?
Come on, let's dance. What is it?
One of the guest speakers one of the guest people who came, and we didn't know who this person was. You know, we're all on there. You know, we're all African Americans. We're listening to her and this, that, and the other, and the guest speakers were in. And then this white young man comes in, and I'm like, okay, so he's part of the group too. Okay, he likes the book. And find out that he is going to be, he's one of the producers, because they are you all ready for this drum beat? They are going to be making, we got to watch our excitement, okay. And then I know it's not Wind Down Wednesday, but I need it wind down for this day. Anywho, they are going to be making Casey's Stars in the Sky, a Broadway New York play. Woo!
Yay!
I'm telling you, I said, yeah, baby. So she is in production. She's got her lawyer all set up, and they've gotten the contract going. She was interviewing, like, writers, and her music director was on the other day. I mean, the person who's going to be doing the music for the play, me, Vincent, and Herbert, we're going to be sitting right there with her sisters and her family, because we are ready for this baby. When this thing is over, I'm telling you, you guys don't know. You got some celebrities up in here, okay? So I just want you to know how excited we are for her and all the things that she has done. So all of us help each other with everything that we do. We're genuinely excited about each other. We want the best for each other, and whatever we can do to make it happen, that's what EPOC is all about. Okay, I
that's
I didn't talk
what
too much.
Mastermind is all about. That is what EPOC, and I love it. EPOC, empowering people of color. You couldn't ask for a better name, and the creation of it, and the logo was created by Herb. It just tells you everyone has their different talents, and we all got together. He came up with the concept, and we added our 2 cents, and he came up with the most beautiful logo that is just representative of our personalities. Those colors mean something. So he didn't just randomly pick colors. He used it. He used the psychology of it and put in our personalities and interjected and created EPOC logo, which means so much to us. And we are just, as you can hear, if you didn't come off of this show feeling excited from the energy of this interview, then like I said before, you must be sleeping, because we definitely are all about energy, giving back to the community, encouraging each other. And when we brainstorm together. This is truly my other family, and I am so pleased to have been able to introduce you to Dr. Vincent Wiggins, Herbert Henderson, and Rhonda Thomas. And I want you to look on my website, get the information, stay in contact, because when the launch comes out with the book that Herb and Vince are going to be coming out with soon, you're going to want to purchase this book. It's very enlightening. So we only have a few more minutes, and I want to close. So if Vince and Herb and Rhonda, each give your contact information, which is also listed on the website. So with that, give your name, give your information, and then you could just say goodbye to the audience because I'll be closing out as soon as you finish.
All right, Rhonda Thomas. My name of my business is Ron's Way. That's RHONSWAY.com. You can find me there and all of my stuff, as well as my coloring book. So take a look. And I'm excited to meet some of you all at my next event.
Dr. Vincent Wiggins, you can reach us at smallbytesinc@gmail.com. That's MALLBYTESINC.com@gmail.com. Smallbytesinc@gmail.com. And I really look forward to having you in the virtual space that we'll be creating coming up. And please watch out for the upcoming book launch.
Okay, last but not least, Herbert Henderson, you can reach me by email at herberthenderson67@gmail. And one day, maybe I'll reveal what 67 means, but not right now. But you can also see some of my work on my website at herberthenderson.com. And also, if you can't remember that, just check out Casey's information, website, and our information is up there also.
Okay. And that was you just left us with a little secret or something that you're going to reveal later? Ooh, another tease.
A teaser, appetizer, that's what it's all about.
Another tease. I like it. Okay then. Well, I tell you, this was wonderful. I hope that my audience enjoyed the show tonight. I hope that you will tune in again. Once again, I am the host of the Fly Girl Show, and I hope that you will tune in. Stay, check my website out, see where my next show is. I guarantee that you will be meeting someone of interest, and you will walk away from the show learning something new and meeting someone interesting. So with that, I am going to close for tonight, and I hope that you have a very pleasant night. And in spite of all that's going on, please sit back, try to find some joy in your life and in your day today. With that, I will say good evening from Epoch and also Casey Grant, Stars in the Sky, host of the Fly Girl Show. Good evening.